It's time for our May Bill of the Month. Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal is senior contributing editor with our partner KFF Health News, and she's here once again. Welcome.
Hi, Ari. Good to be here.
Whose bill are you going to tell us about today?
This month, it's Vincent Wozni from Michigan. A couple of years ago, he and his fiancée did something many Americans are planning to do this summer, take a vacation. They weren't thinking much about health as they prepared for their Caribbean cruise. Unfortunately, when they were having fun on the ship, an emergency came up.
Ugh, sounds like a vacation ruined. Let's hear the rest of that story from reporter Bram Sable-Smith.
Vincent and his fiancée Sarah had never seen the ocean. They'd never even been on an airplane. And they did not know a lot about travel insurance. But they were thrilled when they got tickets for a Caribbean cruise as a gift.
In the beginning, it was a couple $100 because we just had to pay port fees.
Yep.
And the cruise and room and everything were covered.
Yep.
The cruise included a day on Coco Key, a private island that has balloon rides, a water park, and even an excursion to swim with pigs. The next morning is when things took a turn. In their cabin, Sarah heard Vincent make a pained noise.
I turned my head and I was going to ask him if he was okay. And he just totally locks up fetal position, and he starts seizing.
Vincent had had seizures in the past, but it'd been a while. Sarah ran out the door to get help. In the ship's medical center, a doctor gave Vincent anticonvulsants and fluids. They observed him, then sent him to his room. There, Sarah noticed something alarming. Vincent's thumb was moving back and forth on his phone like he was in a trance. It was another seizure.
Oh, this one. I might cry, I'm sorry. He stopped breathing completely. His lips were almost black. They were so purple.
He had a third seizure not long after, a grand mal. He needed off the ship. A rescue boat came to take them to land. But Sarah says before they disembarked, cruise employees told the couple they had to pay their bill. She remembers feeling trapped.
I'm like, okay, so like, are we being held hostage at this point? Because obviously, he had three seizures in 10 hours.
They got the cruise as a gift, so Vincent and Sarah had budgeted just a few $100s for Wi-Fi, drinks, and tips. But now, their bill also included $2,500 for medical expenses.
I'm still groggy, and I'm still kind of mad, and so I'm like, I can't pay this. So that's when they're like, how much do you have?
Sarah and Vincent drained their bank accounts and maxed out Vincent's credit card. Ultimately, they were allowed to leave the ship, but Vincent says he later learned his card was overdrafted to settle what the couple owed. Royal Caribbean did not respond to requests for comment. Back on land, Vincent was transported to a hospital. This all happened back in 2022. He's fine now, and the couple are not deterred from traveling again.
I definitely, like anyone would wonder, I'd suggest the cruise. It's fun.
Oh, for sure.
They still want to go back to Coco Key.
That was reporter Bram Sable-Smith, and we're back with Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal. Dr. Rosenthal, most people going on vacation are not planning for a medical emergency when they're packing their bags. Is there research people should be doing ahead of time?
Unfortunately, yes, you should ask before you go. Different cruise lines have very different billing practices. But generally speaking, passengers are required to settle their bills before they disembark, no matter the circumstances. You know, the bills for the drinks, special excursions, and if you end up needing medical care, a sizey medical bill.
What about health insurance? If you are covered, should that protect you from medical bills on a cruise ship?
Well, back in 22 when this happened, Vincent was uninsured. But even if he had been, it might have been tricky to get reimbursed. In this case, it was a Royal Caribbean cruise. That company says on their website that they do not accept, quote, land-based health insurance plans when on board. The cruise line suggests that passengers can try to submit their paid bills to their health insurer for possible reimbursement, but you never know.
So if somebody does get off a cruise ship and submit a bill like that, what are the chances that the health insurance company will say, yeah, I'll pay you back?
Well, many health plans do not cover medical service on cruise ships. Medicare will sometimes cover that if it's medically necessary, but again, not always. They don't pay if the ship is more than 6 hours away from a U.S. port. Not something a passenger is likely to keep track of, right?
Right. Well, we also heard a mention there of travel insurance. If somebody buys that ahead of a vacation, is that likely to cover them?
Travel insurance can cover a lot of things, including medical expenses. Some plans also cover an emergency evacuation, for instance, or transport back home in a medical crisis. Those plans can be purchased individually, and some credit cards offer travel medical insurance as a benefit, but again, you have to check. And all plans have limitations. Some don't cover care associated with pre-existing conditions or associated with activities deemed risky, like rock climbing. So especially if you have health issues, take the time to look into whether you need a medical insurance policy.
Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And if you have a confusing or outrageous medical bill that you want us to review, please go to NPR's Shots blog and tell us all about it.